Grace and loving God, we thank you for this time together, Lord. And we just thank you that we're able just to look and understand a little bit more about the Apostles' Creed and challenge all of us to kind of look at it at our own. As sometimes when we study Scripture, we do the same thing. We go chapter by chapter, verse by verse, and we can take the Apostles' Creed and reflect on it on our own time and our own life. But the most important thing is to know that you loved us so much. And we thank you for the forefathers of our faith. Even back in the Old Testament, you allowed them to write your love letter to the people in the Old Testament. And you've allowed the people who followed Christ all the way to write their personal experiences with him, that we can better understand him and how we can trust him as they trusted him. Open our eyes and open our ears that we may see and hear and feel you today. It's a wonderful thing that all we have to do is say, Lord, I know that I have fallen short of your glory, but I repent, Lord, and I ask for a fresh anointing, a fresh time of you coming into my life and making me well and whole and able to help one another and to care for one another. So we thank you for that today, Lord. And if anybody's looking for a church home, this particular little body of Christ is a church that's full of grace and love and forgiveness. And we all have our different thoughts and all our different ideas, but we come together in the commonality of the Lordship of Jesus. And we thank you for that. Hear our prayers today. In the name of Jesus, amen.